This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson. This week, we're going to talk about bite prevention 1, 2, 3. The three signs that dogs give people that we often miss. They are avoidance, freezing, and disinterest. Avoidance means the dog looks away, turns away, or walks away. If your dog is playing with children and suddenly gets up, walks under the table, and lies down, your dog has said, "Enough, I'm done." It really isn't any different than people. If we're interacting with somebody and then we get up and walk away and do something else, we're saying, "We're done." If your child, who may still be in the middle of play mode, pursues the dog under the table or goes after the dog, and you think to yourself, "Well, my dog's always been so good with kids," you can be forcing your dog to say the next thing. All right, they've already said, "I'm done." If the child pursues, they may then growl or snap. They may also just give a nip. We need to respect dogs when they say enough, and we need to teach our children to respect them as well. My motto is, never allow your child to do what you wouldn't allow them to do to a younger child. And if a younger child was running away or trying to stop a game, you would not allow the older child to pursue them and go, now come on, let's play. You know what will happen. There'll be an explosion. It's the same thing with a dog. Never rely on your dog's good temperament to prevent bad things from happening. It's wonderful that they have a love of children, but everybody has their limit. We do, and dogs do too. So don't press the limit. Teach your child to respect your dog when your dog walks away. The next one is freezing. And by freezing, I don't mean brr, it's cold. I mean freezing in place, motionlessness. This is a huge sign. If a dog is chewing something or eating and you walk toward that dog and the dog freezes in place and is motionless, this is a warning to you that they are unhappy with your approach. It's not so different than it would be for people. If someone's doing something and you walk toward them and all of a sudden they freeze and glare at you, you know that something is up. It is exactly the same for the dog. You should always respect a dog that freezes for whatever reason. If you are walking your dog on leash and they see another dog and they face the dog, their tail goes up, and they become motionless, that is a big warning. Not all dogs will growl. Dogs growl because they wish to avoid conflict. Dogs who do not wish to avoid conflict won't growl, but many of them will warn with a freeze. Anytime you see a dog freeze, teach your child to back away from the dog, and you should too. Whatever the issue is, it should be trained and resolved, but you don't do it once the dog has frozen. Once the dog has frozen, your job is to avoid a bite and then deal with whatever the issue is. The last thing to watch for is disinterest. I see this a great deal as a trainer. People will tell me, "My dog is so good with people." And then when I go in to meet the dog, they have very little interest. People mistake calm disinterest for friendliness. Not at all. A dog who is friendly seeks your interaction. They wag their tail. They put their ears back. They want to make eye contact with you in a soft, friendly way. That is a friendly dog. A disinterested dog will walk up and sniff you, walk away. Or if children are around, they'll stand there, their tail won't wag, they won't interact, they're just there. Just like us, when we are disinterested in a person, we are less tolerant of that person than we would be with somebody who we actually enjoy and like. Dogs who are disinterested have lower thresholds for being annoyed or reactive. So watch for disinterest. Don't mistake that for friendliness, and don't mistake calm for friendliness. It might not be either of those things. This is very similar to you sitting down and trying to start a conversation with somebody. They don't say anything. They don't look at you. They don't do much. You wouldn't mistake that in a person for friendliness. I'm not sure why we mistake it so frequently in dogs, but watch for it. Dogs and people are very different, but in many body language ways, we are the same. And if you can't figure out exactly what a dog is doing, ask yourself, what would I think if a person did that? You probably won't be too far wrong. So that is bite prevention 1, 2, 3. It isn't difficult once you understand what to look for. It's very straightforward, and I am hopeful that many people and children will be saved bites if you watch for avoidance, you watch for freezing, and you watch for disinterest. Once you know those three things, you and everyone around you will be safer. If you have any other questions, please come to mysmartpuppy.com and ask us. We are there to help. Till then, go and have a great week with you and your dog.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.